seat for me. With your permission, Sovereign Lord, in the Blessed Sacrament, we come here to prepare ourselves for the Eucharist, which is the most important thing we are going to do today and every day. We bring to our consideration the texts that our Mother, the Church, proposes to us for this coming Sunday. Because their central idea of the texts is commitment to Christ. We are free. God has created us free because we are human, part of being human. But God wants us to direct our freedom towards Him, to use our freedom in order to get closer to Him. It's up to each one of us to make the proper decisions when we face choices. And all throughout the day, we are facing choices. What should I do? What should I choose? This A or B? Which one of the two does really bring me closer to God? A, okay, I should follow A. When we keep on acting this way, that is, using our freedom to identify ourselves with the will of God, when we make it consistently, then it becomes a commitment, because there is an attitude that we have grown in ourselves. And this is sanctity. And this is what the Lord is expecting from us, and from the very beginning, from the people of Israel. In the first reading, we see how Joshua gathered together all the tribes of Israel in Shechem. They have crossed already the River Jordan. Remember last Sunday, I think we were talking that Moses brought the people of Israel all along the crossing of the desert, but he was not able to cross the River Jordan. He was there, Mount Nebo, on top of it, looking at Israel, which is a symbol of the promised land of heaven. The promised land is a symbol of heaven, final accomplishment. But God did not want him. It was a preparation. He was not the person to bring them across. The bring across was his side wing, Joshua, who had the same name as Jesus. And coincidentally, well, it's all in the mind of God. His name is Jesus precisely. And he went across the water of the Jordan, which is a symbol of baptism. Now we find them there in the promised land, living there. But still, they had to accomplish themselves by means of their choices. So he summoned the elders, the leaders, the judges, the officers. And when they stood in ranks before God, you see, we make our choices before God. I mean, taking into account, what does God think of this? What does He want from me? Joshua addressed all the people, telling them, do you want to serve the Lord? Well, decide today. You want to serve God who has saved you, or the God of the Amorites, the people you are here? The people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. And they remember what God did for them. He brought us out of the slavery of Egypt. He performed great miracles. And the same thing, this story can be repeated in our life. God has created you when you have no claim to exist. He brought you across the Jordan, the waters of baptism. He has given you a special Christian vocation. He has given you so many signs, so many blessings. Now, what is your decision? Don't say it yet, because that decision is a commitment, and that commitment is for as long as you don't reach heaven yet. So every day we say yes to God, not with words, but with choices, with our decision, you see. So it's a commitment, yes, initially, but it's a commitment as well that we have to renew beyond. We have to renew every day. So we cannot say, okay, I'm like the Jews did, I'm a child of Abraham, so that's it, everything is done, I don't have anything. No, we have to renew our dispositions every day and actually fight every day until we die. This is the commitment. So it's an initial commitment, yes, but a commitment that leads you to renew it every day. The Jews were committed to God in Mount Sinai. Do you follow God? And then renew it when Joshua tell them. But then every year they have to celebrate the Passover, which is a renewal of that covenant with God, that commitment to God. We decide to follow God in baptism, a promise to reject Satan, his deeds and his pomp, and to follow always Jesus. This is the commitment that your Ninon said in baptism on your behalf. Okay? So, but then you have to renew it every day. Where? In joining the cross of Christ. So, the Eucharist, the Mass, is an actualization of that commitment. It's a renewal of that commitment, of telling Him, telling our Lord, I want to be yours. I devote entirely myself to God. My thoughts, my preferences, everything submitted to God. Just give me your grace so that I shall be able to actually effect it. Because we cannot live that commitment today if the Lord does not give us His grace today. You see, we live giving a little step every day. We are weak. We cannot. So that's why the Filipinos, they eat very little, pero unti-unti every day, throughout the day. Filipinos don't have set time, no? So, Filipino, then make tikim here, tikim there. Okay? So, well, in our spiritual life, we have to renew that commitment with many acts of love, with many aspirations. Rectifying, continue. I'm sorry, Lord, I have forgotten about you in the last hour. I have not said any aspiration. I'm sorry, Lord, I continuously, you see, rectifying. Why? Because that's the way we are. We are weak. Don't worry. But in our weakness, we have to advance in that sense of commitment of our life. Make your decision, Joshua told them. But he did it clearly. He didn't say, okay, so make your... No, he said, make up your mind. Likewise, right now, our fidelity to Christ demands from us a total self-surrender, a complete dedication to Jesus. Not just to try a little, but Lord, I'm all yours. Why? because of the unity of life. The Lord doesn't want to share. He's not happy sharing your love with somebody else. Everything that we love, everything we choose, had to be within this commitment to Jesus and compatible with this total self-surrender to Jesus. If it's not compatible, no, don't choose it. Throw it to the basura. So all our choices have to be in such a way that the Lord nods at us and tells you, yes, go ahead with that. If he said, I was reading that the dogs can notice the facial feature of the person. I don't know if it is true. You try with Charlie. I don't think Charlie died, the poor little dog. You know, so you try, you know, putting bad face, let's see if the dog guesses it. But definitely, you have to read Jesus' countenance to see do you like it. And then see if he smiles. If he smiles, go ahead. Because he's compatible with his love. But definitely, he doesn't want to share your love. He wants all of it. He wants you completely. When you become a slave of Jesus Christ, so as to speak, to say that is a total dedication, is when you become really free, every human being. Because to serve God is to reign. And to serve material things is death. We were seeing it yesterday, how that adoration of false gods is slavery. In the responsorial psalm, we keep on repeating, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Because that commitment is not like, now I have to serve God. No, it's exactly the opposite. When the Lord allows us to serve him, is when we really become fully accomplished, full of joy. Okay? So that's why we have to recognize the goodness of the Lord, the fact that we are here, the fact that we are talking to him, the fact that he is with us. This is already a blessing, a great blessing, an amazing blessing. Thank you, Lord, because you allow us to look at you, to talk to you. Because you are with me, because you have sent the Holy Spirit to me, to accompany me. How great is the goodness of the Lord. That's why the psalm says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises will always be in my mouth. You see, if that move, and this was written 1,000 years before Christ, that move of the person considered that is in front of Jesus, of God, of Yahweh, to praise him because he is good. Let my soul glory in the Lord. Because the Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. So you see, we are in a relationship. It's not that commitment. Okay, I don't know, every year when a person paid the taxes, those who have to pay taxes, I guess that you just pay the taxes and that's it. They give you a receipt that you have paid and that's all. But the person there does not, very good that you have paid that. Cannot imagine how happy you are that you have sent me. Duterte does not call you to thank you for paying the taxes. No. So, no, but the Lord, yes. God. There is a relationship. He is my Father. He doesn't say, okay, whether you serve me or Lord, you better serve me. No. He's happy when we are within that relationship, that commitment. And he feels it. And he appreciates it. Because he is our Father. He has eyes for the just. He hears us. That's why we have begun our prayer saying that you see me, that you hear me. Each person has to decide what way his life should be. But God is always before you, we were saying. Joshua asked the Israelites what God they have to serve. In the gospel today also, Jesus asked the disciples if they will also go away. You see how here the psalmist tells us how the just man is the one who chooses God and what he can expect. So therefore, sometimes the Lord God asks hard things from us. Many are the troubles of the just one, the psalm says. We are just if we choose God and we follow the truth, reality, and justice. That we don't live on false premises. How many people around us live a fake life? At times they live as if they were married, but they are not married. They live as if they were single, but in fact this person is a married person. This person spends as if the sky is the limit, when in fact the budget is reduced, and so on and so forth. That other person thinks that she's going to be always alive and will not have to give an account ever to anything. You see, these are persons who are out of reality. So the just person is the one who lives in reality, in the goodness of the Lord. But remember, and I insist, it's not that the Lord demands this or else. No. The Lord loves us. Of course he demands it, but as a father demands from his child. That's why he sends us difficulties, troubles. But we should continue choosing the Lord. It's better to endure these little difficulties, even if very crushing difficulties come. Better to endure them for the Lord than to enjoy a fleeting happiness, short-lived, of the evildoer. Look at them. A person who chooses sin, don't think that he's going to be enjoying forever. It looks sometimes, but this is a temptation of the devil. It looks sometimes that this person is happy forever and this person has no trouble. Don't believe it. It's very short-lived. So the sign, the mark that is not compatible with God is, one of the marks is that it's always short-lived. And the happiness of the Lord, even if there is trouble, even if we have to face difficulties, the mark is, on the other hand, forever. That's what is from God, when it's forever. The gospel, we were saying, that the disciples were saying, well, what you are saying is very hard. How can we accept it? And the Lord knew what they were talking and asked them, why does it shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? So Jesus reminds them in the moment of difficulty, they should think of Jesus ascending into glory. And our own way to heaven, our own ascension, we may say, resurrection into heaven. That's our destiny. That's what the Lord promises us. Does it shock you? Why don't you think of your future resurrection? And he continues saying, it is the spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. How often we are just looking at the what is less. You remember that in the Old Testament, that Quentuhan, no? That story of all the trees talking among themselves, and the cedar, which is very, very tall, and the vine, which gives wonderful grapes and passas, and the olive tree that gives, all saying, who is going to be our chief? And then they were thinking of choosing the thorn bush, that is a very small plant that is good for nothing and gives no fruit whatsoever. So it's the image of that bad choice, that is sin. A person who chooses what is worse instead of choosing what is best. The person is taken by the appearances. But I enjoy this now, yes, but for how long? Instead of saying, I choose God, I choose what is forever, I choose true happiness. The words I have spoken to you, the Lord says, are spirit of life, spirit and life. So we cannot say these things now, we are saying now. We cannot make the right choice. We cannot, you cannot, if the Spirit is not there, if the Holy Spirit does not dwell in you, because it's the Spirit that gives you grace to say yes to God. You cannot live that commitment to God, which leads you to eternal happiness, without God's grace, that is the Holy Spirit in you. That's why right now, as we talk to our Lord Jesus Christ, who is with us, we look inside us, each one, and we find there the Holy Spirit, and we tell him, stay with me. Stay with me, Holy Spirit. Keep on inspiring me. Keep on suggesting to me. Keep on guiding me. Come to us, and you shall renew the face of the earth. When you come, everything goes the right way. But still the Lord says, but there are some of you who do not believe. It's true. Not just some, but even in ourselves, there are spots, there are stains. We say we are committed, but isn't it true that sometimes we are weak? The Lord knows it, but the Lord gives us his grace to go back to the right track. We have that sense of repentance in our commitment. Lord, I want always to begin again, always to follow you, to step on the footprints, in your footprints, as Saint Jose Maria always did. The footprints, one and then another, and then another, little steps. Jesus said, for this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us about this. No one can come to me if it's not granted. God the Father grants it to you, to me, to all of us in two ways. First, anticipatedly, by the grace of the Christian vocation, our vocation, is God the Father kissing you in the forehead and telling you, you are mine, you are my child, I want you to come to me. So you see, this is an initial commitment, initial covenant. But the second way that the God the Father grants us this grace is by the daily helps that he sends us today. He's going to, right now, he's helping us. You see, it's not only at the beginning, the initial, but it's continuously. And you should be open to it. It's like a shower of graces. Remember, don't go to the shower with an umbrella. lift the payon out. Okay, otherwise they will not have any effect. There will be a shower of graces, but they will not touch you. So be open, Lord. My heart is open. My heart is ready. I'm ready, Lord, to serve you, to live this commitment, to live this covenant. You and I in you. You with me, and I with you. This is what God the Father grants us, not only at the initial point, but every day. A shower of graces, actual graces is called. And He instills in us that fruit of that commitment. What are the fruit of the commitment? When we live that commitment. Okay, so, well, it has fruits. Bunga. So you see a tree, okay, for instance, a santol tree. Okay, so you have the fruit of the santol, which is always to your older brother. That's why it's called santol, no? Santol. So for your older sister, you give it sayote, sayote. So, what are the fruit of that commitment? Well, it's charity, it's joy, it's peace, gaudium cum pace, it's a sense of repentance, emendationem vitae, that we rectify. This is when we decide to leave that commitment and we don't want to share anything with anybody else. Say, oh, Lord, everything for you. Okay? So, Lord, increase in us that charity, that love, that joy, that peace, that sense of repentance, which is a part of the fruit, bunga, of my commitment to you, my desire to follow you, to step in your footprints. Then we read that when the Lord asked Peter, he says, to whom shall I go? Only you have words of eternal life. Now, you think of it. When you have to make a choice, and you think that the good choice is going to be hard for you, think of it. Repeat it as an aspiration. Whom shall I go? Because only the Lord has words of eternal life. After all, it's only the Lord that gives me happiness. Yes, I have to go through a difficult moment. I have to exert this effort. But to whom else? If there were another God, puede. But there is no another God. It's either God or nothing. So after all, the only valid choice is to love Jesus more and more every day, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Tell him that you love him. Tell him that you want to do as our Mother the Virgin did. She made a choice. Be done unto me, and she never repented. So imitate your mother. Be a good daughter. Repeat these words. Be done unto me according to your word. To whom shall I go? Only you have words of eternal life. Only you are forever. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations